We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is 6:40 with the Kellogg crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. Hot outside, but you can freeze your car payment until the end of the summer. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, Regis Philbin died at the age of 88 over the weekend. We told you about that. And his former TV partner, Kathy Lee Gifford, she talked about the last time she saw him, which was very recently. Now, Kathy Lee co-hosted Live with Regis and Kathy Lee for 15 years. And she told the Today Show that she and Regis, you know, they stayed friends for, you know, even 20 years after she left the show. And she had lunch with Regis and his wife, Joy, about 2 weeks ago. And she said, I saw Reg get out of the car with Joy, and I sensed much more fragility in him than I'd seen in him since the last time in January out in L.A. But, you know, we sat there catching up, and I thought when we said goodbye, is that the last time I'm going to see my friend?
Wow.
She said he looked like he was failing.
I mean, it is good, though, that she was able to see him so soon before his death, though. So that's at least a good part. And he lived a good long life, didn't he?
He did. He did. He had the Guinness World Record for most hours on TV. He never wanted to stop. And, you know, so when Kathy Lee found out about his passing, she immediately went straight to his house to be with his family. They looked over photos. Very sweet time for them to spend together. You can read more with fullfeed.com. Now, as for Kelly Ripa, that's a different story, and I'm going to save that for Dina's Dirt at 7:40, so make sure you stick around. You don't want to miss that one.
That's good, because I have a beef with her. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not like a serious beef, but
weird. It may be 2 weeks before Finding Freedom biography comes out, the story about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. But, with all the leaks and details that's been spilled so far, you might not even have to buy it. So the Mirror has a lot of details coming out today. I'll go over a couple of them with you. Apparently, Meghan and Harry fell for each other right away.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the L word after 3 months of dating. Harry is so into Meghan, he cut ties with an old friend for criticizing and gossiping about her.
What was the L word? Leave royalty?
Lavender. Oh, I thought lavender.
Come on, guys. let's see. When it came to going public, he didn't give his family much of a heads up, pretty much 20 minutes. And Meghan and Harry, they're kind of on a trial period right now with their independent life, but there's talk that they could come back. But Harry really wants a clean break, and he is facing permanent exile from the royal family. This is what they're saying in the report.
Live your own life. Do your own thing.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
He doesn't care.
Well, that is what they're trying to do.
Good.
Well, in the meantime, Kaiser reports friends of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have spoken out about Finding Freedom, saying that they were really good to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, that Kate and Will had invited them to their home where Kate personally cooked vegan meals for Meghan. And then, you know, she invited her old bridal party to the house, and she asked her to join her in the royal box at Wimbledon twice.
Ooh,
twice.
Good seats.
That's serious friendship right there.
Uh-huh.
I love royal boxes.
So, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's a lot of he said, she said, and none of it's coming from the royal family itself, so who knows? Well, Chicago White Sox pitcher Michael Kopech has filed for divorce from Riverdale actress Vanessa Morgan just 5 months after they got married, according to TMZ. Yesterday, we told you Vanessa, who plays Tony Topaz on the show, just announced she's expecting a baby boy. Looked like Michael wasn't at the gender reveal party, and now we know why. You know, what I don't like, too, is he filed the divorce documents on June 19th, which is a little bit insulting considering June 19th is Juneteenth, and Vanessa is black, and I just feel like maybe doing it on that day was not the right thing for him to do.
Yeah, not appropriate.
But, you know, I'm reading more and more about him, and he just seems like an overall selfish guy, so, you know, really can't put that past him either. So, That's okay. You know what? She seemed happy enough at her party with all her family and friends surrounding her. I'm sure her and that baby will be just fine.
Yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you get more value in the valley. It's hot outside, but you can freeze your car payment until the end of summer when you refi your car loan. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. With Regis Philbin's passing, we told you earlier that Kathy Lee, his former co-star, had, gone over to his family, been there to support them. Well, we're hearing kind of the opposite with Kelly Ripa, who is another one of Regis Philbin's co-stars. Now, this is coming from OK Magazine. We'll take it with a grain of salt. They're saying she has not been invited to Regis Philbin's funeral.
Oh,
and that's according to a source close to the family, they say.
I thought it was weird that she had a joint statement with somebody else. You know, she didn't have her own statement. I thought that was weird. And that's so I guess that's the case. I'm going to go with that.
Did they not get along, maybe?
Well, this is the only reason I'm reporting it, is because I feel like there's a little truth to some underlying issue between the two of them. They're saying the dynamic of their relationship was not good. And both of them, I guess, have said things about each other before to kind of lead to people believing that. That Regis said a few years ago in an interview, she got very offended when I left. She thought I was leaving because of her. I was leaving because I was getting older and it wasn't right for me anymore. And Kelly, too, implying there'd been tensions, saying like he was like superstitious about talking off air. He'd say save her for the show. He wouldn't even let me say good morning to him.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I saw that joint statement. Like if one of us goes, I mean, we wouldn't do a joint statement about the other, right? It would come from us personally.
I hope. We got to make statements?
I hope.
All right.
I'd have someone else write it.
Nobody told me I had to, but... Well, in the meantime, we'll keep you posted on if there's any truth to that. And we know that Regis Philbin will be buried at University of Notre Dame. He's going to be buried on the campus there, and they're going to do a nice service for him because he loved the school so much.
That's great.
Wow. So we'll keep you posted on more details. Johnny Depp's libel case against the Sun is coming to a close. Hallelujah.
What?
Really?
This thing's been going on forever.
Really?
Since the 70s, I think.
Oh my goodness. London's High Court heard closing arguments yesterday from The Sun. They say they had presented overwhelming evidence. His ex, Amber Heard, called him a needy man-child who she had to clean up after. And they claim that Johnny tried to portray Amber as the stereotype of a nagging woman. You could read more with people.com, but those are their closing arguments. We'll hear Johnny's side, I'm sure, any minute now.
Well, at least we know there's a little truth in there. Somewhere there has to be.
At least we know justice will be done.
Done. That's all we care about is just being done.
Because the courts are always right.
Yeah, they got to make some room for Taylor Swift. Because now she's been accused of stealing a logo for her merchandise from a store online to promote her new album, Folklore. The founder of an online store called The Folklore says it's one thing to use the name Folklore, but it's another thing to be stealing the logo. Now, I looked at both logos. They're simply the word Folklore. They do have similar fonts.
Font? Okay, similar.
Similar fonts, but not quite the same ones. Lowercase ones, got an uppercase F. I mean, you'll have to see for yourself with OK Magazine, but this isn't the first time someone's come forward saying Taylor Swift stole my stuff.
I mean, there are only so many fonts, you know?
That's true. Biz Markie's been in a Maryland hospital for weeks, according to TMZ. Sources say it's not coronavirus.
That Biz Markie, he's just a friend?
Yes, he's singer? Known for teaming up with DJ Kool for Let Me Clear My Throat. But he's especially known for his song, You Say He's Just a Friend. Oh, baby. You know,
he was way on key on that song. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, but we'll always remember the song, right?
Yep.
So we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
We do. And Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spotted together for the first time since he trashed her at his campaign rally. Two photographed at a Wendy's in Wyoming. And you can see the proof at TMZ.com. They weren't looking at each other, eyes on their phones most of the time, proving it was already frosty in the car before they even got to Wendy's.
Oh, really? You've been waiting how many hours for that one?
Oh, I love it.
2 hours.
That's good.
Nice. At 7:40.
Can we just wrap up the show right there?
Yeah.
That's it. Have yourself a great day.
We want to go get Frosties now.
I got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
The Dirt is happening right now with Dina, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you get more value in the valley. It's hot outside, but you can freeze your car payment until the end of summer when you refinance your car loan at pvcu.org. Get all the details there, too. All right, so what's going on in Dirt, Dina?
All right, well, Kylie Jenner's fans are calling her out over promoting Sugar Bear sleep gummies on Instagram when it doesn't even look like she's using them. So she posted this video. You can see it at acetrobiz.com. And she's putting the gummy in her mouth, but then she takes it out. She doesn't even eat it. But she says in the caption, "I take two of these each night to fall asleep." Yeah, she's just barely even touching her tongue with it.
She's probably like, well, there's 3 calories in this. I just can't eat this.
Do people think that the ads that they do are real? I'm confused.
Yes, people do think that. People are calling her out saying, are you broke or something? Because millionaires shouldn't have to do this.
She does ads all the time.
That's why people say they don't believe that she's as rich as she claims to be if she's got to promote this stuff.
Did she take it out or spit it out? Because there's a big difference.
That is true.
She still has the deal, so I'm thinking she just took it out. Yeah, no, she only simply placed it there and took it out quickly.
Okay.
Well, congratulations to Joe Jonas and Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner. They've welcomed their first baby together.
Oh, my God, how beautiful is that kid going to be?
Right? They named her Willa. And Sophie gave birth last Wednesday at a hospital in Los Angeles. So congratulations to them.
Cool.
Well, we told you earlier about the son's closing testimony. Now we've got Johnny Depp's side. His lawyer has said, while Johnny's been open about all his use of drugs and alcohol, Amber hasn't. She's changed her story multiple times. And, you know, she's also had unreliable sources in the courtroom. Now, according to Johnny's lawyer, there is this tape that he played for the court where Johnny and Amber are arguing. And he says, don't tell me what it feels like to be punched. And she says, I hit you like this. So there's proof there, I guess they're saying, that she was one hitting on him,
like,
too.
Like, to hit him.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, no matter what this all ends up being, it's up to the judge to decide. And according to MSN, the odds are in Johnny's favor because of the strict libel laws in England. And regardless of the outcome, both their reputations will be ruined after this.
It's so confusing. Yeah. Like, were they playing to the camera or the audio record? You know, it's weird.
You never know.
Yeah.
I know. This judge has got his work cut out for him.
Yep.
Well, we've been telling you more and more stories about the allegedly toxic work environment behind the scenes at the Ellen DeGeneres show. Now they're being investigated. So Warner Media has actually hired a third-party firm to do the investigation, and they're going to go deep and find out about any misconduct, including racist behavior and bullying.
Wow.
And in more Ellen news, she and Portia, they were home when it was burglarized, and the thief still managed to get in and out unnoticed. So now they've really upped their security all over the place. And maybe they should look at one of those disgruntled employees if they want to maybe start picking out some things.
Oh, you think it was like an inside job.
Just saying.
Yeah. Ah. Hopefully the list isn't too long. I got 4 pages here. Let's start from the top.
Heard at 8:40. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.